Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Another overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It seems like, and I say this almost every week, seems like just a few minutes ago we did last week's overview. The charts are here, fresh off the presses, hot from the hands of Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine. The overview of what's going on, top 10 stories that have been covered by most News Talk stations, whether they be local conversations with local hosts or the national syndicated stuff, it's all here as part of the perusal for the week of March 8th to the 12th. So that's what we have in store for you during this hour with the DJ Beers, including Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. We're all here to go through these items. I suppose there are a lot of things that have juggled around here toward the end of the week, like the Biden discussion, the business of having a 20-minute press conference. Did he take questions or he just?
No, he didn't take any questions.
No. Okay. All right. Wonder why? Did anybody know why he didn't take questions? Isn't that usually what happens?
Well, even the media, which has given him a lot of cover over the past, is like, okay, this is like a record setting thing. Like, you combine the time that it's taken the last few presidents to do a press conference and combined it, I mean, it's record setting how long it's taken him. So, people want to see him answer questions and do it and talk about the border crisis and talk about the vaccines and talk about all of this stuff. And he has not done it yet. And his White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, keeps saying, yeah, we're going to do it. We're
going to do it. So, yeah. Well, a lot of the address, a lot of the focus this week has been on the anniversary of the COVID shutdown. The news media always loves anniversaries. So this was the week that was, in a manner of speaking. It all started in sort of a full flush a year ago this week. And most of us have felt it and not liked it by any stretch of the imagination for the past year. And the headlines, if you will, our discussion topics, the things that have been on the top of the list other than Donald Trump and the election, have all had to do with COVID, the vaccines, the variants, the stats. People love all of that stuff, and it has gone on and on and on. This week, in fact, is number three behind the – this is quickly raced. Number two this week quickly raced to the top of the heap. That is the situation on the border. I know a lot of news media that likes Biden not focusing on this, but this was a real misstep, I think, they should have just left things alone, although he said he was going to leave a lot of the Trump orders in place, but they've opened the doors, opened the gates, and not knowing whether these people have COVID or not. I mean, there are all kinds of questions and concerns, but it's a mess on the border, it would appear once again. And to give Trump his due, it wasn't a mess for most of the 4 years that he was president. So now, you know, immigration, are there new immigration bills, or we're just trying to live by the old rules? The old rules were not so good anyway. So where does this go? I guess that's the question, ladies.
It's two separate things. Yes, there is a push. Right now, you're going to see a lot of stuff that's happening. There's some gun control legislation. A lot of stuff is being pushed quickly because Democrats hold the House, the Senate, and the White House. And I think there's some question. Certainly Nancy Pelosi is very astute politically, if you see anything about her. And I think she knows that there is a very real possibility that in 2 years' time, she will not be Speaker of the House. It looks like we're getting closer to
the majority. It'd be better if it was 2 weeks' time that she was gone.
I would agree with that. But in any case, they're trying to push through a lot of stuff. So there is going to be an immigration bill that will be pushed through probably relatively quickly. But that
why
is
do we
not
need a new bill?
On the border.
Why can't we live by the old rules?
They want to give amnesty to, they say it's 11 million, but some people think it's a much higher number than that. The people who are in here. Dreamers and that sort of thing are in that group. So that's one thing. But what's happening at the border, it's not unique to a Democrat or a Republican sitting in the White House. There was a migrant surge in 2019. Trump was criticized for it. They said he was that it was a crisis and that he was putting kids in cages. Well, now it's worse, and they're not acknowledging the same way. We know there's a lot of hypocrisy. It happens all over the place. But in 2019, Trump went to Mexico and made a deal with the president and said, we're going to organize this process, and people who are here seeking asylum or trying to enter the country are going to wait in Mexico before they're allowed in. And it brought order. It was working. It was working great. And then Biden came in and wanted to reverse everything that Trump had done at the border. And so he reversed all of that. And within 50 days, now you see kids in cages, except more of them. You see this onslaught of people, unaccompanied minors. So now they're going to go into the custody of Health and Human Services, which is a huge draw on the system anyway, a drain on the system. They don't know where to put these kids. And then you have a lot of people who are just coming into the country as well, adults and all kinds of people that are coming in. And they're not able to articulate whether or not those people should come. And so they've been pushing the Biden administration to say that the border is closed. The border is closed, and there's been some going back and forth on that. And, you know, how they get this under control, I don't know. The Department of Homeland Security Secretary is asking for volunteers to go assist Border Patrol because their agency's being overrun.
Yep. Bad situation all the way around. Okay, I'm going to bounce around a little bit instead of going directly from number 10 to number 1 on the story side and the people side. I think that we need to pull a few things out here, give them a little bit more time. I'm not too sure that we need to spend a lot of time on COVID, frankly. You ladies agree with me? Don't we all pretty much know what the status is, getting our shots and all this stuff? I don't think we need to. And there's not much controversy.
I think the biggest focus now is looking back.
Yeah.
It's looking back on what
Why?
We did. What did what we do?
What good does it do to look back? It's the rearview mirror.
Right, but I think it marks the anniversary of what was. So if that's kind of the big story about COVID this week is, wow, a year ago when we were hearing we were going to take 2 weeks to flatten the curve, would any of us imagine that we'd be sitting in the positions we're sitting in today?
Yeah, okay, but, you know, I'd like to try, because there's so many things that are on here, including a number 6, what's going on with Iran and China, the Chinese military buildup now, finally people are waking up. Remember I said how many weeks ago was it that you heard me talk about the number of people that are not people and institutions like these big state-run the retirement programs, CalPERS. I always use that as an example because they have like $8 billion or something of state employees' money that they manage, and they put a whole ton of it into Chinese military companies because they're very profitable. And here they are building up their military. And who do you think they're going to use the military against? Hello? Duh. They're not going after Russia. They're not going to attack Italy. They're not going to attack Canada. If they attack anybody, you're looking at, look in the mirror. And so we have this. Now people are waking up to it and saying, oh my God, what are we doing? Hello? Is it too late? I don't know. We were talking earlier on the DJV program about how the money that we borrowed, you know, it's out on the marketplace for people to buy up our debt. And who's buying up most of it? At the beginning, at least, Trump said no to the Chinese, to borrow money from the Chinese. They just, you know, granted, wasn't great for inflation because they were just printing money. But is that better? What's the more important thing to get in the way of? Chinese?
Are we getting the dollar or selling our debt to China? Huh.
Yeah, right. What a great choice, huh? And China has created its own.
Do you have a C?
Yeah.
None of the above.
None of the above. All right, 14 after the hours, we continue on the overview of what's going on News Talk Radio, the complimentary piece to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael, Jennifer Horne, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the air here.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
In life, there's no stopping.
Don't stop.
But if you do, make sure no one is behind you. Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, 17 after the hour, the DJV overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world, courtesy of the lists that are published not only on our social media, but at talkers.com as well. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner will go through some of the important social media things as they apply to the story list in a few moments. But I would acknowledge first that Jennifer was on Newsmax this week having a conversation. What were you talking about, the weather?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
one of your
that's
areas.
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we were really going
that's,
over
that's
the
That's always big
the
on
debris.
Newsmax. Yeah.
No, we were doing a special.
The Democrats caused the bad weather. It's their fault.
That's right.
Exactly.
Well, you know, that's what Democrats say about Republicans with climate change.
Of course.
Sure.
It's all your problem. You are with Gorka,
no, we're
right?
We're talking about the... Yes, we're talking about
Gorka?
The Biden speech. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And what did you say about the Biden
speech?
Was that
with Dick Morris? How about that, your old Biden
Morris boy. Is a name from the past. A moldy, oldie, goody, goldie from...
Mark
Morris
Halpern.
Used to be on this program all the time.
I
Do you
know,
remember that?
I know.
He was always
I don't.
Here.
I've never worked with him here. No.
Really? It was before you were here? Good God, to go back that far? Morris was on. He and Ellen Ratner were great friends, and he and I became great friends, actually. I haven't talked to him for ages. What a character. I mean,
he's one of those few men that like to rock a mock turtleneck. So,
right, but don't forget, those of you who... Dick Morris, why do I remember that name? Just remember sucking toes in Bill Clinton. That's all you have to remember.
What? Not
that comment on my friend.
Bill Clinton's toes.
No, he didn't say he was Clinton. He was Clinton.
Make sure you give it some separation.
Okay. So he was Clinton.
Maybe that happened.
Listen, anything was possible back then. So Morris was Bill Clinton's chief political strategist. Brilliant guy. He's written a number of books. He's one of the smartest men I think I've ever met. Always had some good, strong answer or reason for doing things. And then he got caught. His wife caught him with somebody that liked to have her toe sucked. And so the whole business, his credibility, of course, went right down the tube. Clinton dumped him. And as soon as Clinton dumped him, he went to the other side. And so
yeah, he got tips that Bill dumped him because he felt like he did a lot for Clinton, and so then
he did.
Republican. Yeah,
right. So he's now all over the place. Every right wing Republican loves him. He's always, you know, he's touting all of that side of the street. He was a gun for hire, and the fact that he so quickly went to the other side was certainly indicative of how easily influenced he was by a big check. But you know, even though I think I said that to him a couple of times. We actually had, not. I don't mean to belabor this, but I'm just sitting here with tears in my eyes remembering some of the stuff that we talked about, that he and I talked about on the air, and then the things that we talked about him after, you know, he sort of disappeared. And his wife was going to divorce him. His wife was somebody of accomplishment. She was quite accomplished. I forgot what she did. But Ellen, I remember what her name is, but she wrote a book with him and basically kept him under her thumb, or has since then. So anyway, that's the Dick Morris story, folks. You heard it. This is the only place you're going to hear that discussed this week.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, let's get to the trending stories that are a part of the countdown, a part of the charts this week from Talkers Magazine. Jay Kirshner finds that to be among many of her jobs. Her jobs are aplenty. She's got lots of things to keep her eyes and her ears on. And the list of things grows every day. So the weekend, this is not, I'm surprised he's not on the list of people, because he says he's going to boycott the Grammys, not just this weekend, but forever. So what's the story behind the story with that, Jay?
He cites that there are quote-unquote secret committees that determine which artists are nominated, and that's been something that has kind of been...
Of course there are.
Yeah, spoken about a lot, that there's politics involved with
the Grammys. Of course there is.
Not just the Grammy Awards, but any award show. And he's just saying, you know what? I don't want to play your game. So after being snubbed for this, like this year's Grammys, he's like, nope, I'm not going to go to, I'm not going to attend the Grammys. No after parties. I'm not going to submit my work for contention. I'm completely done. He's brilliant.
You know, let's be honest. He did the Super Bowl this year. So
yeah.
I don't know how many people are going to watch the Grammys,
right.
The virtual
yeah.
Grammys. Maybe there'll be an audience, but he did the dang Super Bowl, so I don't think he's losing out by not.
You know, you look around, though, you hear this sort of thing from people who are members of SAG, the SAG Awards. You hear this from people who would be Oscar contenders. You hear this from people, any of these awards. Hell, I could say it. I've been nominated 4 times for the Radio Hall of Fame and haven't gotten in yet, and mostly it's because I'm not a member of the club. I'm not a member of the team. I don't belong to the good old boys network. In terms of radio, I have my own shop and I don't work for a big company. And so, you know, my name may be bad. There are a lot of people who are my friends who have supported this, but listen, is it life or death? No, but I get with a weekend to sing because it is. There's a cabal of people in most of these organizations that they do the selecting. It's like it's politics without there being Republicans and Democrats involved. You know, isn't that basically it? Wouldn't you say that was a good description?
Yeah, that is definitely what people are saying about it.
Right. All right. So in the package of items here, certainly what went on with the Royals, situation you continue to look at these. List number 7 on the list is Prince Harry and Meghan. And so we're looking at one of the trending items. Jay, looks like Prince William addressing the claims that there is racism in the royal family. What are people What's the reaction to that?
Yeah, he and, I almost said Meghan Markle, Kate Middleton, they were visiting an East London school, and as they were walking outside, a reporter asked a quick question about it, and Prince William just said that nobody in the family is racist, the family's not racist, and he just kept moving on.
What do you expect him to say? Yeah, my mother is a big racist.
I'll tell you who it
my
is.
My wife, yeah. Yeah. What else is he going to say? Yeah, my wife, man, you can't believe what she says about black people. That's exactly what they're going to say. Yep, duh. All right, anyway. So another one of the items that's trending is the president's direction when it comes to vaccines, making them all available in the next month or so. What are people saying? What's the input on that?
Almost everyone is excited about this. Well, some are pointing out that how is it going to be available to all adults by May 1st when they're still struggling to get their 70-plus mother or grandparent or father vaccinated? Mm-hmm. It seems like there's still so many issues with the 70-plus currently. How is this going to work?
Because it's the states. When you get the states involved, they start screwing things up.
Mm-hmm.
Really? You think, Jennifer? Come on. That's not really true, is it?
Broadcasting from California today.
Right. Okay. And on the trending list is the daylight savings time switch and whether or not to keep it. Most people are saying what?
Yes, we are all united in the fact that we don't want to do it anymore.
Really? I'm tired of it. I'm not
going to get rid of daylight saving time and standard time switch. Just pick one and stick with it year-round.
All right. Pick your spot there. Okay, so that's this weekend, spring ahead. A little info for you to chew on the DJV overview of what's going on with Will and News Talk Radio, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. We're going to talk about how to keep your dog's mind stimulated. We know how to keep their body in good shape, but what about their head? First of all, exercise. Lots of exercise. If you can incorporate exercise with another activity such as playing, that's a great way to keep your dog mentally stimulated. There are now toys on the market. I call them brain teaser toys, which are interactive. It's kind of like working with the Rubik's Cube for dogs. Great idea to keep them stimulated. Dogs like to work. Even if you don't need your dog to have a job, give him a job, find something, get my shoe, fetch my slipper. Again, that will keep the dog mentally stimulated. And training, you know, I could care less whether your dog sits the first time or jumps over a hurdle, but sometimes keeping up with your dog's training really helps keep that mind stimulated. And just like with people, as we age, our mind tends to slow down a little bit, but if we read, and I'm not asking you to have your dog read, but if you keep that mind occupied, if you keep it working, he'll have a much more quality life for years to come. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security on Saturday ordered emergency agency FEMA to help care for a growing number of migrant children arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. More than 3,600 migrant children were being held in the United States border facilities as of Thursday morning. The Senate Judiciary Committee recently held a hearing to consider civil rights attorney Vanita Gupta for Associate U.S. Attorney General. That would be the number three spot in the Department of Justice. Gupta is facing immense scrutiny from Republican senators. Gupta called the confirmation of now Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett illegitimate. She called Judge Kavanaugh a privileged lifelong partisan. The Senate Judiciary Committee must vote to move forward Gupta's nomination before the full Senate has a chance to confirm her nomination. Uncertainty why only 75% of the House of Representatives is confirmed as vaccinated against the coronavirus is starting a debate whether the chamber can return to normal. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
NFL quarterback Drew Brees, with the help of his children, has a major announcement.
After 15 years in the Saints and 20 years in the NFL, our dad is finally going to retire. So we can spend more time with us.
Yay! Okay, I'll say it. Who's a better quarterback, Drew Brees or Tom Brady? Not counting the Super Bowl rings, but passing accuracy, Brady led the league in completion percentage just once, 68.9% in 2007. Mr. Brees did so in 2009, 2010, 2011, 2017, 2018, and his best year in 2019, he completed 74.3% of his passes. Drew started his NFL career when he was drafted out of Purdue in 2001 by the San Diego Chargers. In 2006, he went to the New Orleans Saints, winning one Super Bowl ring in 2010. There's some bad news for the Duke basketball team. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Undergraduate students at Duke University will be confined to their dorm rooms for the next week due to an outbreak of COVID on campus. The school says nearly 200 students are quarantining after a positive COVID test, with another 200 isolating as a result of contact tracing. Until Sunday, March 21st, all coursework will be done remotely, common spaces are being closed, and students living off campus are being told to stay home. The school's basketball team withdrew from its conference tournament last week because of a positive COVID-19 test.
With a 95% graduation rate, Duke University is in Durham, North Carolina. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's 34 after the hour here on the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. When I say DJV, that stands for Doug, me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan. And the other J is Jay Kirshner. Victoria is off this week, so we have Jay and Jennifer and Doug at the ready talking about the items that are important here on the story list and the people list, kind of bouncing around a little bit, because I think that's important. One of the names, actually, because Trump's name is at number four, seems to be going down on the list, there's an associative story that I wanted to get a little info on, Jennifer, regarding Michael Cohen, who was the personal attorney for Trump at one point in time. Apparently, he's met with prosecutors from the Manhattan DA's office. I was thinking when I first thought, okay, well, he's helping them with Andrew Cuomo.
No.
This has to do with the tax thing. What is this all about?
Well, I don't know exactly what they're looking into, but, yeah, this has been – the Southern District of New York has won several cases all the way up to the Supreme Court as to what and how they can investigate a past president. And so they have his tax returns, which was the big story a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. and they've been looking through things. Clearly, the investigators there are using Michael Cohen, who I don't know, maybe every prisoner gets the sweet treatment that Michael Cohen did, but Michael Cohen, as a prisoner, was allowed to go out to dinner in New York, so it didn't sound so bad for me.
Maybe, but I thought he got pardoned. Didn't Trump pardon him?
No, not Michael Cohen, no.
Really? I thought he did for some reason.
And so, you know, I'm sure he probably made some sort of deal to spill whatever his story spill is the beans. To them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, as long as we're in New York, let's get to Andrew Cuomo, who's number 8 on the people list this week and number 8 on the story list. So he's got a double, he's a pre-performer, if you will. He's under fire. Is it the Me Too movement that's responsible? Is it the general society? And does he have to go? And will he go is the question, yeah?
I don't know if he will. It doesn't look good for him. He has said all along he's not going to resign. He has an ironclad backbone, and so I think he's going to fight it out as long as he can. But almost everybody who's in elected office in the state is calling for Cuomo to resign, including Bill de Blasio, which is important
like
to point out
anyway.
That these two do not like each other. They hate each other.
He's a waste
and,
of time.
Right. And it seems that sometimes, even in the state, that Republicans are more favorable to Cuomo at this point than even some of the people who are on the far left. They've always not liked him because they thought he was too moderate. So he's got the nursing home scandal brewing. It looks like he directed his office to cover the numbers of people who died in nursing homes over the summer. And there are a couple of reasons for that. He didn't want Trump's Department of Justice to know, number one. Number two, he was also selling a book. And that could also have some criminal charges levied against him if it's proven that he was putting these policies, killed people, and then he was profiting off of that. That could look really bad for the governor. It already does. And then you've got the sexual harassment charges, and now more than just harassment, now you have allegations from this latest woman, the sixth woman to come out against him, that he called her to the governor's mansion in Albany. She got there thinking she was there to work, and that he touched her inappropriately and was groping her under her shirt. And now the police are involved.
Imagine that, just visualization, putting your mind into gear. You know, when you think about this sort of stuff, you just don't think that men, you know, mature men do this. At least not in my world, they don't. But apparently in everybody else's world, they do.
Yeah. The other thing that's worth noting is that this week there was a story, and it kind of got swept under the rug. Again, the sexual allegations are taking all of the oxygen out of the room with Andrew Cuomo. But there was a story that came out that's indicated that 23% of senior citizens who died in this past year from COVID-19 died as a result of the governors in 4 states putting COVID-19 positive patients into nursing homes. So think about that. Almost a quarter of dead senior citizens came from the Governor Cuomo in New York, the governors of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Whitmer, who's getting her own trouble. Those 4 governors putting sick COVID-19 patients into nursing homes killed, directly or indirectly, a quarter of the seniors that died. That's a stunning number. And if you're a family of a victim, somebody who died during this time, are you going, wait, did grandma die or did my mother or father die because, number one, I couldn't be there to be an advocate, and number two, because of the policy changes that allowed sick people to recuperate in nursing homes?
Wow.
That's stunning.
Yeah, it really is. All right, now, another name in the news this week is Derek Chauvin. He's number 9 on the people list. Chauvin, how do we pronounce that?
I think it's Chauvin.
Doesn't make any difference much. Okay, so he's now being tried for third-degree murder. Why wasn't it first or second-degree murder? How'd they arrive at third-degree murder? There have been six jurors.
So he's not eligible for first-degree murder because I don't think anybody on the planet thinks that he premeditated, followed George Floyd around, and then murdered him. That would be first-degree murder. But he is facing second-degree murder and manslaughter. Prosecutors had asked for third-degree murder as well as a charge, and I think there was something back and forth in the courts in Michigan about whether or not they were going to use that charge, and it even delayed the jury proceedings on Monday. So there was a delay to the trial this week, and then finally the judge reinstated the third degree charge and started seating the jury. So a couple of things happening. They've got a few jury members seated already. Selection will continue into next week, and now Chauvin is facing, so the jury will be able to choose as they watch this hearing and listen to the proceedings, if they want to charge him with, or if they want to convict him of, that's a better way to phrase it, second-degree murder or manslaughter, or now third-degree murder, which has been newly assessed. And third-degree, we haven't heard a lot about that because it's only, eligible. I think you can only have third-degree murder charges in, like, three or four states. And Minnesota just happens to be one of them. So,
yeah. All right, so there have been 6 jurors selected. Another 8 are needed. And one wonders, how do you find a jury pool that doesn't have a taint attached to it, who doesn't have an opinion about whether this guy is guilty or not? I think that's the most difficult part of this whole thing, frankly, isn't it? Finding a jury. How'd you like to, Jay, sit on a jury? Or if somebody asked you, if came up to you and said, all right, Jay, what do you know about Derek Chauvin? And can you be a fair, I always love it, can you be a fair and impartial juror? And of course, yeah, of course I can. Yeah, right. No. So have you ever been on a jury, by the way, either one of you?
I haven't, no.
I have.
Yeah. All right, guilty is charged,
I have,
right?
It was, actually, yes, it was guilty. And it was, I think it was
sequestered?
No. I've never been with a company that really, like, pays you to be on jury duty. Typically, those are, like, government employees that get to do that.
Right.
And so when you don't get paid to be on a jury, they always give you kind of the less consequential one. So I was on one that lasted maybe, like, 5 days, 4 or 5, maybe 3 days.
Hmm.
And it was, both of them didn't speak English. So what was crazy is that one only spoke Spanish and one only spoke Mandarin. And so you had to have three interpreters.
Welcome to Los Angeles, folks.
Yeah, it was so confusing because you had one person say something in Spanish, interpret it to Chinese, one person say it. I mean, it was a mess. So you're trying to figure out what was going on. But essentially a woman hit a guy who was crossing the street and, like, touched him. But, of course, the guy had all of these medical issues. And so we ended up ruling against the guy who was trying to take her out for medical issues.
Good.
But
I can have
you
sit down. I have one of the guys on my farm did the same thing, and I'm being sued for $140,000.
It's incredible.
My truck hit her car doing 2 miles an hour. She claims to have had a back operation. Transmission fell out of the car.
That's what this guy did. Yeah. It's like, what was the transmission held in with? Scotch tape? Like, what?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right.
This guy went, he didn't even go to the hospital, or the hospital, like, sent him away as a joke. And then he found some reputable medical center in East L.A. that he went to.
It's like, oh, I'm sure. East L.A. is full of medical. Yeah,
I know. And he came in with,
centers,
like, the cone around his neck. It was
lovely. As long as we're talking about California, number 10 on the people list is our pal Gavin Newsom, who's doing a fine job as governor of California, right? Everybody's supportive of him. Woohoo! No?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Gavin's sweating this week. He had to give the state of the state, and it was a much different tone. Even the favorable news media in the state said that he was giving kind of a pathetic attempt at a rally speech during his state of the state address.
He's pathetic.
And, the organizers behind the Recall Gavin 2020 effort have so far collected 2,060,000 signatures. They've turned in 1.8 verified signatures, and all they needed was 1.5 verified signatures. So they're on their way.
Good. Okay. In a matter of moments, I want to spend a little bit of time on one of the stories. It's sort of a 10A story this week. Women, the International Day of the Women, wasn't it this past Monday? Wasn't it Monday?
Monday or Tuesday this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Monday. All right, so we'll focus on that in a moment as we continue looking at the charts and talking about what's going on appropriately in News Talk Radio here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech. But Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
What's in store right now at your local Staples?
Your one-stop shop for shipping solutions.
Staples has everything your business needs to ship, like packing materials, mailers, and UPS shipping services.
And now, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services at Staples. Plus, buy two, get one free on decorative shipping supplies.
Staples can even help you customize your shipping materials to create a memorable unboxing experience for customers.
Staples, your total shipping solution.
In-store only, ends 4/3/21. Exclusions apply, while supplies last.
Now 46 after the hour, the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio is our focus here. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, the International Day of the Woman, or what is the official title? Women's Day. Sounds like a magazine. Is that magazine still around? Women's Day.
Women's Day?
It used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that still around?
I think the grammar of International Women's Day is wrong. Wouldn't it be International Women Day or International Woman's Day?
Day of the Woman, right? Is that what it is? Kind of. So what about this? We more or less, I don't know, we didn't pay that much attention to it on the DJV show, and I don't know that I need to apologize for that because I don't know anybody else on the air that is one guy and three women doing a radio program. So it's not like I'm ignoring women or the women are being ignored here. But is that the case? Are women still feeling like they're getting the short end? The pay differential is still there. I've been talking about this since I started doing talk radio in 1974. And one of the first issues I remember talking about was the pay disparity in what men get paid versus what women get paid. Hello, how many years ago was that? And still we have the problem, right? So, you know, what do
Let's
we do?
See, Phil, how much money do you make?
Right.
Just kidding, Phil.
Yeah, yeah. Jay, Jennifer, run a pay. Yeah. Are we hopeful that things are changing? And was that the appropriate, was it just about pay, the focus this week? Or was it about jobs, women in politics, certainly having more women in the military, women in the boardroom, women.
All of that stuff. And women's, yeah. I mean, Women's History Month is this month, and I think we look back on important women that have made contributions to the country, to the world, in the arts and politics. So I think it's all of that. I think it's all encompassing. Mm-hmm.
A couple of interesting items from the women's desk. Michelle Obama says she's going to retire from public, or at least considering it, public life. One wonders what that means. She's quoted a New People magazine article that she picked up knitting.
Yeah.
There you go. In the meantime,
popular quarantine activity.
Right. She and her husband. I mean, it's not like she has to work. She and her husband, since they got out of office, have made deals with four or five different companies, netting them about 168 million was the last number I saw. So maybe she can afford to retire. She's a pretty good lawyer, though, I've heard. So too bad if you have a. Even if you don't get paid, you know, maybe she should be representing. Who am I to tell her what to do? But you know what I'm saying. Go help people, represent people that need help and can't pay for it, in terms of the law, anyway. And you'll be happy to know Susan Sarandon says she's open to dating somebody who's been vaccinated. Okay.
Are she and Tim, what's his face, Robbins, no longer together?
Nope, haven't been together for a number of years. Where have you been?
Who?
I'm sorry, and I know that, and you don't? Wow.
Sorry.
That's a statement and a half. It's 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right, 53 after the hour, time at the end of the week for us to go through the top five technology stories. Victoria is off this week, so it rests on my shoulders to present you this information. I guarantee I did not glean it, but I have a working knowledge of this, so it's not going to sound like I don't know what I'm talking about, which sometimes happens when we get to technology, and no more comments from anybody else about my knowledge of things other than it may be weak, well, sports and technology. So we won't do any sports in the technology report. We'll bring you from number five to number one. And at number five, social media giant Facebook has been accused of illegally stifling competition. Really? What a shock that is, huh? Facebook pushing back. There were antitrust laws filed by the U.S. Federal Trade Commission this week and pretty much all the state attorneys general alleging that Facebook failed to show that the company illegally stifled competition. Facebook said it asked a federal court to dismiss the lawsuits. The suits accused them of anti-competitive prices, like purchasing its rivals instead of competing with them. Federal regulators want a court to potentially order Facebook to spin off Instagram, for example, and WhatsApp. You know, they're going to break them up like they did with the old AT&T about 35 or 40 years ago. Government ignores, Facebook says, the realities of the fierce competition we face every day. You know what? That's a load of crap. Look at how much money Zuckerberg is worth and how much what the value of Facebook is, and you can just laugh at that statement. Number four on our list of the top five this week in terms of technology, Apple, which comes under scrutiny following the Capitol insurrection, kicked out of the App Store. Apple has reportedly told Parler that it can't, I misphrased that. Apple says to Parler, out of the App Store. That's basically the story, in fact. Apple banned this network, which is popular with the extremist groups around the country. A lot of conspiracy theorists, after all the stuff happened on the Capitol on January 6th, they posted photos. We all know what they did. It was a lot of mayhem. So Apple says there's no place for hateful, racist, discriminatory content on our app store. So from now on, you can hit the road. Don't count on us to spew your messages. That's basically the bottom line of that. Number three this week on our hit parade of the top five technology stories is a focus on T-Mobile starting a new program that collects and shares data with advertisers in order to show you ads more relevant to your interests. Man, is this a pain, right? More into-your-face stuff. Customers will be included by default. In other words, you don't have any say if you have T-Mobile, but you can opt out, but you'll be considered in it until you tell them you want out of it. So there's a change in this privacy policy this week. The policy will affect both T-Mobile and Sprint because they have merged, and the carrier shares info, browsing data, apps that use that kind of stuff with potential advertisers. One more way to get in your face and to lose basically what privacy you think you have, which you really don't have. Number two on the list of the top five is a Google focus. They've said they're going to commit $25 million in grants to nonprofits that address economic inequities faced by women and young girls as the next Google.org Impact Challenge. And their challenges are a way for them to give money and support to nonprofits with ideas for working towards solving certain problems. Past Impact Challenges have covered topics like artificial intelligence and climate change. So I guess that's probably good news. Good, you don't always hear good things about Google or any of these big giant companies. And speaking of that, the number one item this week is about giant Microsoft. They have exchanged attackers. Let's dig into this. A vulnerability Microsoft has already fixed in a security update this week is wreaking havoc on businesses and has caught the attention of the White House. Microsoft last week released an emergency security update for its Exchange email and communication software, patching a security hole in versions of the software going back to 2013. But as customers slowly update their systems, there are signs that at least 30,000 organizations around the country have already been hit by hackers who stole email communications they're out there trying to do, sell your information. So some security experts this is the report from Brian Krebs, in fact. He says that these people have hit infectious disease researchers and law firms, defense contractors, higher ed institutions, non-governmental organizations. Researchers who identified the flaw had seen attackers exploiting the vulnerability 2 months ago. Microsoft said it's working to provide guidance for its customers. All right, so there you go, a problem for Microsoft users. And that's how we end the week here at 59 past.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.